This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kargil War Memorial on the occasion of the 25th Kargil Vijay Divas today. Mr. Modi will pay homage to the soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice in the line of duty. In a social media post, Prime Minister said, "It is a very special day for every Indian." He said it is a day to pay homage to all those who protect the nation. Mr. Modi also informed that the work will commence for the Shinkula Tunnel project today. Prime Minister Modi will carry out virtually the first blast of the Shinkula Tunnel project. This project is important to improve connectivity to Leh, especially during bad weather. Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed new state unit chiefs for Bihar and Rajasthan. According to a statement issued by the party, Dilip Jaiswal will be the new chief of the Bihar state unit. Mr. Jaiswal, a member of the state legislative council, replaces Samrat Chaudhary, who is the deputy chief minister now. Rajya Sabha member Madan Rathore has been appointed the new president of Rajasthan BJP. He replaces Mr. C.P. Joshi. The party has also appointed in charges for six states. They include Harish Dwivedi for Assam, MP Atul Garg for Chandigarh, Arvind Menon for Lakshadweep and Tamil Nadu, Radha Mohan Das Agarwal for Rajasthan and Dr. Rajdeep Roy for Tripura. Vijay Rahatkar will be co-in-charge for Rajasthan, while co-in-charge for Tamil Nadu will be Sudhakar Reddy. President Draupadi Murmu completed 2 years in office yesterday. On the occasion of completing 2 years of her term, the president donned the role of a teacher at Dr. Rajendra Prasad Kendri Vidyalaya in the president's estate. Interacting with the class 9 students in school, President Murmu imparted lessons on nature conservation and climate change. The president also shared her experiences of caring for plants and animals. The students responded with enthusiasm and offered many suggestions too. New Delhi yesterday asked Ottawa to take action against anti-India elements operating in Canada. Replying to a media query on reports that Canada has charged two people for threatening on social media to kill Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, but such actions are missing against those threatening Indian leaders and diplomats, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the ministry has seen these reports. Speaking on Bangladesh protest, Mr. Jaiswal said over 6,700 Indian students have returned from the neighbouring country. The External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said India has received excellent cooperation from the Bangladesh government. Central Bureau of Investigation CBI has intercepted one German national of Indian origin with a consignment of approximately 6 kilogram cocaine at Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi. According to the CBI, the accused was travelling from Doha to New Delhi. The cocaine was concealed in 270 capsules hidden inside two soft toys. The CBI is thoroughly investigating the matter. White House says U.S. President Joe Biden is committed to attend the annual leadership summit of the Quad countries, which is scheduled to be held in India this year. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby told reporters at a news conference in Washington that Mr. Biden is not running for re-election. Certainly, one can expect there will be opportunities on the calendar that may not have been before. India is scheduled to host the Quad leadership summit this year. Quad comprises Australia, Japan, India, and the U.S. In the first 100 days of his presidency, Mr. Biden convened a virtual leadership summit of the Quad countries in 2020. Since then, Quad leaders have been holding an annual summit on a rotation basis. Paris Olympics 2024 will start today. The opening ceremony will be held along the River Seine in Paris at 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India will be represented in the parade by Sharad Kamal and P.V. Sindhu, who are the country's flag bearers. Sindhu is a two-time Olympic medalist in badminton, while table tennis star Kamal will be taking part in his fifth event. India started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note yesterday, with the men's team clinching third spot and the women's team securing a fourth place in the ranking round to steal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will clash against Bangladesh in the semi-finals today at Rangiridham Birla International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka. The match will start at 2 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.